again and again, meditate on the certainty of death. Meditate on the uncertainty of the circumstances and time of death. Whatever you're doing, whether you're sitting, you're lying down, you're standing, think that this may be the last action of mine. Death may come any time. Maybe one day I will die. It could be soon. It could be today. It could be tomorrow. There's no certainty. There's no certainty that tomorrow might be my last day. Maybe tonight. When we contemplate on death, we won't have such great attachment. If we think like this, we think that maybe tomorrow, the next few days, might be our last. That attachment and that wish or that desire to buy some kind of material object might disappear. You think, why should I buy this? No. Why go buy it? We don't know for how long we're going to be alive for. Is it still so important? This may really help to remove distraction from our practice as we wish to accumulate material objects. Also as well, we won't fight with other people so easily, or have arguments with them, or have displeasure towards them, because they just think, what's the point? Why get angry? Why get upset? This could be the last time that I see them. Maybe when they leave today, we don't see them again in this lifetime. So rather, treat them with love and kindness. Think that this might be the last time that we speak to them. Don't leave unhappiness unresolved. Or don't hold on to it or harbor unhappiness towards others. And it might help us. It might be much easier to let go of any kind of resentment or unhappiness. This body of ours, we're not going to have forever. It's impermanent. The same for loved ones. Our loved ones, although we love them dearly, remember as well, they're going to leave us behind. We will leave them behind. When we die, it's also possible that we will separate in this lifetime. We've spoken about fame and power, and wealth and status. This is also impermanent. We don't know how long it will be with us. It could be taken away at any moment. Situations, circumstances might change. Even our practices, the mantras we recite, they're very beneficial for developing positive karma. They too are impermanent. Speech is impermanent. Our faith as well can be impermanent. Our desire for liberation can be impermanent. Some people start off with great faith, great enthusiasm, really have a great desire to attain liberation. But after a while, this can disappear. It's possible that they lose this faith, lose this desire. They get distracted. They get involved with negative friends. They get more attached and interested in material concerns and forget about their faith and desire for liberation. Ideas, thoughts, they are also temporary. Ideas, great ideas, how quickly can they disappear? Thoughts of gratitude towards others, how quickly can they disappear? Also, negative thoughts. After a while, they also disappear. We have a habit sometimes of maybe holding on to those a little bit longer. How often do we hold on to the fact that somebody has made us unhappy and we remember it? And hold it, we remember it so easily. We don't forget it so easily. But when people have been really kind and good to us, sometimes we forget that a lot easier than when people have made us unhappy or hurt us. Even realizations can be impermanent unless we really realize the ultimate nature of mind, the true nature of mind. Other realizations may come and go. Knowing this, develop an unshakable commitment to practice and to practice until one has attained enlightenment. Until the link between death and rebirth falls away. Just like you hear with Lama Achuk Rinpoche, there were some really incredible students of Jigme Ponsok, who, when Jigme Ponsok had passed away, went to Lama Atuk Rinpoche and said, "What should we do? Jigme Ponsok has gone." And Lama Atuk Rinpoche said, he's still with us. He never left." So for the great realizers, the realization is in the enlightened mind. And that is unwavering, unchanging nature. As we mentioned in the previous exercise, the quote of Milarepa's, when he said, "Fearing death, I went to the mountains over and over again. I meditated on death's unpredictable nature, or unpredictable coming, and took to the stronghold of the deathless, unchanging nature. Now I have lost and gone beyond all fear of dying." As one master said, "I don't see many practitioners thinking of dying. However, I have never seen one practitioner who has lived forever. I see others dying, but how many people think that they themselves are going to die? And this is a great mistake. Really practice impermanence until impermanence permeates one's mind."